In the chapter I did in his book on motivational interviewing, I talked about those two and how they go together. The piece that I think is not quite there is when you plan and do that, motivational interviewing assumes you have the skills and the abilities to do whatever it is you need to do to make the change. Okay? So you still need the second part, and that's where I think it's now being combined with cognitive behavioral therapy. Because now you need the second part, which is, okay, now that you've made the plan, if you don't have the skills to do that, we need to help you through action. So that's where the action pieces that we already had in terms of here's what you have to change your thinking, you have to change your actions, you got to use behavioral principles, counter-conditioning and stimulus control. That's where all of those things come in that action phase. So the motivation prepares you for change, and actually that's the name of the book, Preparing People for Change. But then there's the second part of it, which is really the action maintenance stages that you really have to do more work in, and you may need an additional kind of intervention or help in those areas. And sometimes what I think you've also found is sometimes just motivating people is enough. So the brief intervention stuff is really brilliant. I mean, that's part of what happens is sometimes all you have to do is wake them up in a setting that maybe is really conducive to kind of learning. And, you know, that's what his brief drinker checkup used to do, was kind of get people who were concerned about their drinking, give them feedback, tell them they were drinking too much, and they drank less. It was only a two-session thing. I mean, his evaluation took maybe 3 or 4 hours, but it was a two-session intervention. So the motivational interviewing and the brief intervention kind of ends up going very well together, but it's not enough for everybody. In the brief interventions, you need more. And especially as you talk about people who are with more complicated problems, with co-occurring problems and other kind of stuff, the brief intervention may get them started on some things, but you need additional work to help them really resolve the problems and make the change.